Over to our 50 States Project now. It's our ongoing look at how globalization is impacting communities across the United States. Today, we're giving a shout out to Steve Lorch, who listens to the world on South Carolina Public Radio's WEPR. He wrote in and told us to talk about growing tea, not in India, Sri Lanka, China, or Kenya, but in his adopted hometown of Pickens, South Carolina, a small, economically depressed Appalachian town. Here's the world's Jason Margolis.
Steve Lorch is a surgical nurse. His other job is running a tea farm. His company, Table Rock Tea, began innocently enough with one plant. He had started a clean water project in Kenya, where he fell in love with all things tea.
So I came home and bought a plant online and stuck it in our backyard in our subdivision where we were living. And it happened to grow, and this is actually that plant. We call this one Big Daddy, and this is the one that sort of started the whole thing.
He and his wife moved to the countryside, then decided to grow a hedge made from tea plants.
By the time we got up to about 400 or 500, we started thinking, well, how much does this produce every year? Why don't we just start a tea company?
Lorch and his wife are now 4 years into their business plan. He says that's the rocky phase, the proof of concept.
We had to first see, well, can we grow tea out here? And then is it reproducible? And then will it make good tea? Because if any of those answers were no, there was no reason to expand into a commercial greenhouse and all that kind of stuff.
All signs pointed to yes, so the expansion was on.
Oh, this is our handy-dandy Cushman golf cart that we use for work around the farm, but we also give tours in it, too. So hang on.
Lorch took me on a ride around the property.
It's 17 acres. Eventually, we'll expand to 30, and there's no telling how far we'll expand when the consortium goes full blast.
The consortium is other locals. Lorch's vision is to sell young plants to his neighbors. They'll harvest them, then sell the tea leaves back to Lorch. Right now, he has 6 neighbors on board. In 30 years, though, he'd like upstate South Carolina to be to American-grown tea what Napa is to American wine. This might sound wildly optimistic, but is it? Let's turn to James Norwood Pratt in San Francisco, author of many books about tea. I asked him, where are the world's finest teas grown today? I was looking for a geographic answer. That's not what Pratt offered.
The world's best tea, Jason, is grown where people take the most care of the plant and its leaf in regions that are particularly favorable to that plant's growth. And so it could quite possibly come from Pickens, South Carolina.
Pouring his own cup, Pratt says growing quality tea takes 3 basic things.
You need, Jason, heaven, earth, and man.
You need the right soils, climate, and knowledgeable people to produce great tea. If they can pull this off in Pickens, South Carolina, Patrick Lark would love it. He's president of the Pickens Revitalization Association. Pickens has a familiar Appalachian small town story, a place that got left behind as work shifted to cheaper foreign labor.
This area was just so entrenched with textiles for years that that just kind of left a void here.
Lark is from Pickens. He's 40 now and calls Pickens an ideal place to grow up, a storybook small town. You want to know how small? During our interview, a truck rolled by outside, and without turning to look, Lark said, "That's Danny Adams."
He's one of the guys that lives towards the end of town, and I know he was coming to check on his parents who lived down the street from the chamber office here.
How would you know it was his truck?
Just by the sound. It's a small town.
Pickens seems like a nice place, but it needs jobs. I asked Lark if he really thinks his town could become the next great tea spot, and along with that, bring employment.
It's one of those things that off the cuff, you just kind of scratch your head and go, well, how's this going to work? And then you go meet with Steve and see what he's got going on, and you just can't help but buy in.
Back in his garage, Lorch shows off what he calls his microfactory. A machine separates dried leaves, then heat seals them into tea bags. The garage is filled with cool-looking machines. Because there's not much of a tea industry in the U.S., it can be hard to find the right equipment. So the Lorches had to get creative.
My wife used to work at Subway Subs, and she said, hey, that's just a proofing oven.
It's now their tea oxidizer.
Yeah. In fact, if you look on the back, it says Subway.
No question. Lorch is facing a lot of challenges. He knows it. His biggest challenge, though, may not be growing the right leaves or processing them just right. It's the basic economics.
My statistics might be a little bit off on this, but last I had checked, I think a Sri Lankan picker gets about $3 to $5 a day.
There's just no way Lorch can compete with that. So he'll have to grow better tea and charge more for it. His long-term strategy includes exporting to the world's great tea countries.
Someone in China who's looking for a rare tea would find it in a U.S.-grown tea.
Who knows? His boxes labeled Hillbilly, America's native tea, with a cartoon of a guy and his dog moonshining tea, that just might sound exotic to someone halfway around the world. I did some informal polling of British, Chinese, and Sri Lankan tea drinkers and asked if they'd buy tea from South Carolina. One Sri Lankan responded via email, ha ha, ha ha ha. I also called the Chinese tea company in London and spoke with founder Juan Webster. She says Chinese teas are the best, but she thinks Chinese consumers might give South Carolina a chance.
It's hard to say. I think for people who are willing to try, see what flavor like. I think Chinese are quite open to that.
But the brand name Hillbilly, that didn't register.
No idea. Hillbilly. How do you spell?
H-I-L-L-B-I-L-L.
So perhaps not a selling point, at least not yet. Still, Steve Lorch is just getting started. And if he can create an extraordinary tea, and he believes he can, maybe the sales and the jobs will follow. For The World, Jason Margolis, Pickens, South Carolina.